Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Go to the Mountain.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we see Jesus seeking solitude and prayer before choosing those who will be his intimate disciples. He goes to the mountain. In the scripture, the mountain designates a holy place where we meet and communicate with God. There are numerous texts in the prophet Isaiah. Moses went to the mountain to speak to God, receive the law. His encounters with God transfigured Moses' countenance so the people could not look at him. Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John on the mountain, and afterwards they went down to minister, down to the crowd, down to those who awaited Jesus' word and his healing. Jesus gives us this example of seeking a place of solitude to be alone in prayer throughout the Gospels. He frequently takes time to step aside from the crowds and his ministry to be silent and to pray. It is a time to refocus on what the Father is asking of him, to be present to his divine communion with the Father and the Spirit, and to pray as he taught us to pray, Father. Jesus, the Son of God, is teaching us by example what the rhythm of our life should be before God. It is so easy to get caught up in the business of preaching the word, doing good for others, that we forget that the source of our preaching and unflagging love and service has its foundation in our relationship to God, to the light of the Holy Spirit, and to the person of the Word. Times of solitude and prayer are the lifeblood of our preaching. It is in the necessary quiet time of our day that we form our intimate and loving relationship with God. If we are not speaking and living from that relationship, then our words, as St. Paul reminds us, are simply a clanging gong, a lot of noise that does not have the power to touch the hearts of others with the light of the Holy Spirit. Our effectiveness in serving and loving others can only come from a heart that is attuned to God. Do we take time each day to connect to the mystery of God in our inmost being in order to speak, to not only speak the word with our tongues, but be transformed into the radiance of God's word? Only then can we then come down from the mountain with Jesus to preach and to heal. Mm-hmm.